Hi everyone, Gordon Brown here with the very latest podcast for Hamilton Park Racecourse, looking ahead to our meeting on Wednesday the 28th of May. It's our NFRC race day. A 7-race card gets underway at 2 o'clock and we go all the way through to a concluding race at 5:03, and with two horses running bidding to win on this card for the second year running, Arkenstar and Two Old Pals. And it's Arkenstar that's first up in the 3 o'clock, the Dawn and Low Handicap, trained near Darlington by Michael Dodds. He won this race last year by a short head. He just scrambled home in a nail-biting finish. He was ridden last year by Paul Mulrennan. This time Michael's retained jockey, Connor Beasley, takes the ride on the 5-year-old Arkenstar. He's won 5 times in his career, and guess what? Every single win has come at Hamilton Park. He has never won anywhere else. That's what we call a real course specialist. Main dangers? Well, there's plenty of them. I think Airport could be one of the main dangers, trained by Jim Goldie and ridden by Jim's Kilmarnock-born apprentice Lauren Young, who until a recent meeting at Hamilton Park had never ridden a winner. She'd a double on our pre-con Braveheart race night. That was on Friday, the 16th of May. Her 3 previous wins had come on the old weather. So that was her breakthrough turf successes. Can Lauren Young upset the course specialist Arkenstar? Can't wait for that race. Then, 90 minutes later, we have got Two Old Pals going for a repeat win in the Proctor's Group Handicap over 1 mile and 5 furlongs. Now, he's a horse that has won elsewhere. He's actually won at Carlisle on the flat. He's also won over hurdles at Hexham. And he's won 3 times at Hamilton Park. So he's not just one trick pony. He has won elsewhere, but he does love Hamilton Park. And Lucinda Russell, as well, has been Scotland's top jumps trainer. She's dabbling with some flat runners at the moment, and she's doing really well over the past 2 or 3 years. She's enjoyed plenty of winners with us at Hamilton Park. Two Old Pals, then, could go well again in that 4:30. The card starts with an intriguing looking opener for 2-year-olds. It's a maiden over 5 furlongs, 1,000 metres. Of course, in thoroughbred terms, a 2-year-old's the youngest age a horse can actually race at. I thought it's a race that could throw up a future star or two, with hardly any form to go on, as you would expect for horses of this age. Milford won the race 12 months ago for Carl Burke. He's double-handed this time with Azizam and Victor C, both beautifully bred 2-year-olds. And the other one I thought that catches my eye is Storm Force, a horse that cost 230,000 guineas at the recent 2-year-old Breeze-Up sales. Carries the colours of Wathnan Racing. Wathnan Racing have got Richard Fahey training Storm Force, and James Daw, one of the top jockeys. We don't see him too often at Hamilton Park, but he's got a really good strike rate. He has had 3 winners from just 12 rides at the track, and this is his only ride on the card. So let's hope we see an impressive performance by whoever wins our opening 2-year-old race. And sometimes, as has been the case in the past, the winner goes on to run at Royal Ascot. Just briefly looking at one or two of the others, I thought, you know, the other races that Jim Goldie could have another good afternoon. He's got Oriental Prince running in at 4 o'clock, the ICB waterproofing handicap over 5 furlongs. Already the winner of several races this season, including on the old weather. And then if you wanted to look at our second race on the card, the 2:20, 1.5 furlong is the trip on this occasion. And Impartiality, Philip Makin, former jockey, former winning jockey of the Glasgow Stakes, has got Shane Gray booked for a horse that won on his comeback 42 days ago. So there you are. That's a good look at our third meeting of the season at Hamilton Park. We move into June for our Sodexo Live race day on Thursday, the 5th of June. That's one of 5 days racing at Hamilton Park in June. And as always, we ask you to go to the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for all the details of the forthcoming fixtures. And remember, if you book in advance, you always get the best possible deal.